This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. This is something that, with Frog Lube, what you're going to do is you're going to want to, clean it first. Use the solvent, get it nice and clean, then use the Extreme and get it nice and lubricated. And that's going to treat it, and you'll be good to go. Check them out, froglube.com. That's what I do every time I clean a gun. I saw somebody trying to call in. If you're trying to call in, if you want to try to call back, we'll try to catch that. Sorry we missed that. Democrats. They've gone 0-4 in the last special elections, and they keep blaming the wrong people and coming up with the wrong reason for their losses. You want to know why you're losing, Democrats? I'm going to tell you why you're losing. You've broken the federal budget. We're still $19.8 trillion in debt, and this makes people nervous. And we have to be patient for the GOP to fix the problem. You Democrats don't even seem to believe that there is a problem. They keep promoting the multiplier effect, and the multiplier effect is this. If the government gets bigger and bigger and keeps spending money, then the economy will prosper, because for every $1 the government spends, the expenditure puts at least $1.50 to $2.50 back into the economy. They say this to promote big government. Problem is that is all nonsense. No matter how many line graphs they produce to prove their theory, if there really is a multiplier effect, let it happen in the private sector. Obamacare is still a disaster. Dems and their fact checkers keep telling us it is not in free fall, but more and more insurance companies are leaving the exchanges. Number four, corporate taxes are still too high. The top marginal corporate tax rate is 38.92%. And that slows business down. So far, the Dems don't show any interest in lowering the rate. Will they work with the GOP to fix it? Number five, the tax code is too complicated. This is 70,000 pages. We need to simplify this, and every time this gets brought up, the Democrats yawn. Number six, they right now are obsessed over some sort of Russia collusion. They can't seem to come to grips with the reality that there is no story there. They're comforting themselves after their 2016 loss that impeachment is possible. And anyone with a little sense can see that impeachment is impossible. Sure, the Russians did try to hack the elections to cause chaos, as they did in the recent French elections. But this is the real world of dog-eat-dog politics and international competition. People don't play fair. There's no evidence of collusion that says Trump intended Russia to interfere and directed the Russians to do so. And we do that all the time. We interfere in elections all the time. Number seven, they're all in for military budget cuts. Well, the Chinese just successfully tested a hypersonic missile. And you know what? The problem with hypersonic missiles is they can't be stopped with a missile defense, which is shooting it down with another missile. So what happens if this technology gets into, say, the North Korean hands? It'd be good to strengthen some research and development, either in the private or in the public sector, to upgrade our military. Do the Democrats care about this? No. Number 8, they seem not to like police officers. Generic statement they come up with. Well, Black Lives Matter. Movement becomes Black Lives Matter. The first statement is true, while the second one comes with too much baggage. And the Dems exploit the confusion. Most of us support our police. And the first statement, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Number 9, they advocate weird sexual public practices. Privately, anyone can be what he wants if his choice harms no one else. Publicly, if a man who believes he is a woman walks into a public space historically reserved for women, then this action endangers a woman because he may be just a pervert. Dems can't keep advocating obvious nonsense and expect the larger public to like this. Number 10, they're still too shrill and hysterical all the time. They hate the president. Their buddies with the news media gleefully cry Watergate. They're hysterical about Russia. They're shrill about human-caused imminent global catastrophe. They're hysterical about a white cop war on black men. And the public isn't with them. All in all, they're pushing too hard. And it's so odd that otherwise intelligent people can advocate such silliness that destroys themselves, installs, and hinders our country. And it's clear enough that if Trump can do two things, he'll win re-election, simplify the tax code, and roll back the gigantic regulation bureaucracy. And the Democrats either adjust their views, which doesn't seem imminent, or they'll just keep losing the country. The problem here is that the country would be better off with more of their losses. This is something they don't seem to get. The Democrats don't have a message. What the Democrats want is they want to be in charge. That's what they want. It's not so much about we want the country to thrive. We want the country to be safe. We want businesses to thrive. We want you, America, to thrive. It's more about we want to be in charge. And we want to direct things. Are you hearing the glitching I'm hearing in the... Are we having another connection issue? Anyway. And they're pushing too hard. This constant need to be talking about Russia. We are as bad as Russia. We may be worse. We may be more capable of it. I think Obama... the last time he interfered, it was with Israel, with their election. He interfered with the election in one of our allies, in one of their elections, probably to lose Netanyahu. He doesn't like Netanyahu that much. But you guys have got to come. You've got to get this dose of reality. You've got to look at these things. You have to, I mean, especially this multiplier effect thing. This is just utter stupidity. When are you going to look at the debt? Why don't you believe that there is a problem with the debt? Do you know how much $19.8 trillion is in physical money? Where's that going to come from? And that's just the acknowledged debt. The other things you're not willing to work on, that none of these guys seem to be willing to work on, but definitely not the Democrats, is Social Security, Medicare, that kind of stuff. All of these unfunded liabilities that is going to take a lot of places down. California will be the first. They'll be the first ones to go. So you're going to have to take a moment. You're going to have to sit back. You're going to have to eat the humble pie and do a little introspection of yourselves before you're going to get anywhere else. Then you got that whole demographic issue to worry about. I don't know how you overcome that in the short term. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Close. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is more than a lubricant. This is a solvent. It is a lubricant, of course, and it is a treatment. It's going to make your weapon resistant to the environment. Check them out at froglube.com. You know, we keep getting told about the human tragedy of children coming across the border. Well, government officials revealed during testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee that 30% of the children captured at the border have ties to MS-13 and other violent drug gangs. The Obama administration knew the problem, but claimed by law they had to admit the refugees regardless of their ties to violent criminal gangs. When did they get refugee status? Have I been missing something? Coming from the Washington Times, nearly 30% of the illegal immigrant children the U.S. is holding in its dormitories have ties to criminal gangs. That was revealed yesterday, suggesting that the Obama-era surge of Central Americans has fed the country's growing problem with MS-13 and other gangs. The feds refuse to even guess at the true scope of the problem, telling the Senate Judiciary Committee that they can give only small snapshots of what they see. But they said the devastation on communities across the country is clear. Killing and chaos, particularly among other immigrants, both legal and illegal. The Border Patrol identified 160 teens who were known or suspected gang members when they first showed up at the border, but whom the Obama administration said it had to admit under U.S. law. Meanwhile, a spot check this month of 138 teens being held by the Federal Health and Human Services Department identified 39 with gang ties. Four of them were forced into cooperating with the gangs. 35 joined voluntarily, according to the Office of Refugee. Once again, when did these guys become refugees? It is well known that MS-13 actively targets and recruits children as young as 8 years old, said Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican and chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who called Wednesday's hearing. While their illegal status and the Central American heritage are a key factor in their targeting, without a doubt the failures of the current system for handling these children is also to blame. The current system is fraught with abuse, systematic errors, and a lack of effective cooperation. He was stunned that no agency could say how many UAC, as the government dubs unaccompanied alien children, have been recruited. The agencies pointed to one another and to federal law, saying their hands are tied. Right now, agencies are reviewing the Obama-era interpretations of the law. I'm sort of wondering why they would have to review them, because it seems incomprehensible that this loophole is actually real. Of course, MS-13 and other gangs are using the children and U.S. policy on dealing with unaccompanied minors at the border to engage in gang activity on American soil. Why wouldn't they? This is the same thing happens with Islamists. They come in and say, well, we're just religions, and we want to practice our religion the way we want to. And, you know, First Amendment, okay? So these guys figure out something, and they hide behind it. And then Obama, being, you know, the leftist he was, he realized that crime is good for his agenda. So, again, from the Washington Times, officials said MS-13 is involved in some drug dealing and does engage in human trafficking, but their real money-making operation is extortion. They threaten families, including American citizens, with violence against relatives back in Central America unless those in the U.S. pay them off. Gang members in the U.S. take directions directly from gang commanders in El Salvador, the authorities say. Kenneth A. Blanco, acting Assistant Attorney General in the Criminal Division at the Justice Department, also said immigrants who fail to report crimes to local police are often not afraid of being deported by federal authorities, but rather fear retaliation from the gang members and other criminals who live in their neighborhoods. He said that witnesses' names become public, making them targets for retribution. And that really, in my 28 years, has been the fear they have of calling the police. Not so much the other way around. They're really scared of these people. And this runs counter to the argument made by Democrats and some local police chiefs that illegal immigrants refuse to report crimes because they fear entanglement with federal deportation agents. This is one of these below-the-radar policies that cost people their life. That should be the bottom line in creating and implementing any immigration and refugee policy, regardless whether it affects adults or children. Especially this whole refugee nonsense. That 30% of children who we've been told only want to come to America to get away from gang violence are themselves engaged in gang activity is a clear and present danger to those of us that are born American and illegal immigrants alike here in these United States. That the government has known of this problem for years and allowed it to continue is the height of stupidity and bureaucratic incompetence, at the very least. And this whole nonsense that that the law is in the way is just exactly that. It is simply nonsense. Simply nonsense. We're going to have to get, you know, let me give you an example. The Alexandria shooting. For a long time, a lot of people have been saying, well, we'd like to have reciprocity because we don't think our self-defense should end when we cross a border, right? We've been saying that for the longest time. Now there's been some representatives, and it's actually touched them all. Of course, the Democrats are going to use this as a means to try to get gun control, but that doesn't matter. They're not going anywhere with that. But now this may actually move the chains because something has happened to them. And that's the problem with most of America. Most of these things that happen are so spread out that it doesn't happen to people. It just happens in the news. And then the news, since the news is in charge of crafting the way they're going to present it to you, they don't say anything. They don't put anything out there. They just let it sit. They just let it fester. Now, earlier, at the outset of the show, we heard about a Pew Research Center poll that has just come out. When we get back, I'm going to attack the polls. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Here we are again. This has gone by really quick. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It truly does. It truly does, and it does. I mean, your weapon is going to be so much more ready to go into action if you have treated it with Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. When I was in the military, I had a couple of very tough sergeants that would, you know, if I blew some sort of a tasking or something, if I just completely messed it up, they would say to me, "Specialist, I think that I'm sending you back to school for a little remedial training." That wasn't that far-fetched because, you know, we constantly had to refine and train anyway. I never really got sent back to any of this, but he made his point. He was expecting some sort of a result. Maybe it's time to send pollsters and the Democrats back to school, because it's been a pretty tough year for the party and the pollsters. For a month, many of us heard that the Georgia special election was too close to call. The RCP average, the Real Clear Politics average, showed a very close race with the Democrat leading in most of the polls. He led by 7 at one point and was 1 to 2 points ahead until Karen Handel went up by 1 in the last poll. Say the least, most people tuning into this expected it to be all up all night waiting the results of what was referred to as a referendum on Trump. Then, just like it was at 9 p.m. Eastern time on election night for Trump, everything started to change. As the numbers came in, Handel started to build a lead. And by 10 p.m. Central time, Mrs. Handel was delivering a victory speech and Mr. Ossoff was desperately putting a happy face on a disaster. So what happened here? To be fair, it's tough to poll a district. And nevertheless, they were wrong again. In fact, 53 to 47% is better than Mr. Trump's numbers last November. So there's several things going on here. The modern Democrat Party is so out of touch with reality that it is frightening. How do you nominate a young leftist without any political experience to run in a conservative district? And why would you compound your stupidity by finding a guy who does not even live in the district? They are in very deep trouble if they think this is the way to compete in these so-called red districts. Number two, the Democrat candidate was funded by people who thought they could win by just spending money. And money is important, but like Mick Mulvaney, the current budget director, he won his first election in 2010 by having people go out and knock on doors in the last 2 weeks. And then he beat a guy who had been in the House for 28 years. Knocking on doors, presenting positions, that's more important than speaking in pathetic generalities like this Democrat did. It's great to say that you want affordable health care for all but voters in these districts. They would rather hear how you're going to pay for that. Then there's hating Trump. Hating Trump will get you those who hate Trump, but not much more. They need a message beyond Trump. Frank Bruni wrote, so a party sorely demoralized in November is demoralized yet again. And left to wonder if the intense anti-Trump passion visible in protests, marches, money, and new volunteers isn't just some theatrical, symbolic, abstract thing. Maybe they are screaming and protesting and marching too much. It does get a little boring and, more important, counterproductive over time. So here we are. This is just like any other movie you've seen with this basic formula. Democrats win polls, and the GOP keeps winning elections. Now, I bring this up simply because of this Pew Research poll. Now, Pew, it's hard for me to gauge exactly where they're at. I would need to see the questions they asked. And what I'm referring to is the town hall story that was coming up in the news right before the show started at 2.5 hours ago, where they were saying that half of America wants gun control and half of America doesn't. So how are they asking this question? Are they saying, should there be background checks? Because that's one of the big three things they want, is universal background checks. Notice how nobody's been out here calling this an assault weapon attack in Alexandria, because even in 1994 to 2004, that weapon was not on the prohibited list. It, as a matter of fact, that weapon is the epitome of what is wrong with the prohibited list. It is not about the cosmetics. One of the reasons they abandoned that gun is because of its lack of ergonomics, not because it was so smoking hot it was time to move on to the next big thing. So I look at that poll where they're trying to, this is a poll where I think they're trying to make you believe that it's split right down the middle. And yet, guns are flying off the shelves. Training is happening all over the place. Permits are exploding. There's, what, 11, 12 states now that have constitutional carry? I may be wrong on that. I'm not sure. I should know that, but I don't. So many people carrying guns. So many minorities carrying guns. So many females carrying guns. And they want me to believe that half of America wants gun control when I know the numbers. There's 248 million adults in the United States. And there's nearly 140 million households that have guns in them. Now, how is that half and half? Because if I just say one adult per household, which that's not the case, that means there's only 108 million that don't own guns. And there comes the problem again. When you have a woken, informed electorate, this is a very problematic thing for all of these people. Back in May, I called it for Trump. I knew Trump was going to win because Trump had a message. Trump had a message that resonated. Hillary's message was that Trump was Trump. Trump's message was, well, yeah, I am Trump, and this is what I do, and this is what I want to do here, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. And he didn't play the game. He didn't play the namby-pamby, let's patty cake game with his opponents. Polls are propaganda. That's it. That's all. They're only propaganda. And this latest Pew Research poll, I just have to think. I don't care which side they come down on. I don't trust any of them. There used to be Rasmussen, RCP, Pew. I used to sit back and say, well, okay, I'll use that. The only ones that I like now are the ones that come from John Lott, which they're not really polls, they're studies, which I'd rather see a study than a poll. I'm 56 years old and I only got polled last week for the first time by Gallup, and I couldn't tell you what they polled me about. But that was the first time in 56 years I've ever been polled. So every time I hear about these polls, how come they keep missing me? I've had the same number for 10 years. So when we get back, the money, it's all about the Benjamins. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is one of these things that if you use it right, if you employ your Frog Lube IQ, as Larry Lasky calls it, you're going to be running a bunch of guns that are going to run every time. That's the beauty of Frog Lube. Check them out, froglube.com. I really want to know, and it's not just Democrats. I want to know how come all of these people believe that more money means it is inevitable somebody's going to win in a political contest. We've seen numerous occasions where money doesn't win it. The Colorado recall. When Bloomberg and company went in there and outspent the recall grassroots people 22-1. And still they recalled two and forced a third to resign. In Virginia, the same Bloomberg went in there to try to win one Senate seat so McAuliffe could try to get some gun control. And he couldn't turn that. Couldn't make that happen. Jeb Bush, $125 million, never polled higher than 4%. And now the 6th District, Georgia special election, where they placed their faith in gobs and gobs and gobs of money, $23 million for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, making it the most expensive special election in memory. all as a surefire means of picking up one congressional seat. And it failed. It failed miserably. Because their Golden Boy candidate, 30-year-old documentary filmmaker John Ossoff, lost to Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel Tuesday. But that's not the story. They keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. The political landscape is littered with these Ozymandias-style casualties of war chest politics, particularly in recent months. Hillary Clinton spent $1.25 billion to lose to Trump, who spent a fraction of that. The Democrats are still wedded to this old model, the idea that the more money you throw at an election, the more likely you are to win. What money buys advertising. It also buys mailings and it buys a lot of things, but it doesn't buy votes. Do you remember all the hype that went out there when Mitt Romney larded up his campaign coffers, hired pretty much every consultant in a bid to knock his competition out before the general election? In the primaries, the idea was to intimidate his opponents into not even opposing him, given the money machine that he had. And he amassed $337 million on his own and a broader $1 billion with allied donations. And he never quite made it to the presidency. He lost with 48% of the vote to President Obama's 51. That giant war chest did him no good. Just like Hillary's. So maybe that should have been a lesson for Democrats, but no such luck. If Romney couldn't persuade them, there was Jeb Bush with his $125 million. And like Romney, he was declared formidable and unbeatable, and he ended up with 2 Electoral College votes. The war chest strategy didn't work out for him either. But the lemmings keep moving off the cliffs. So let's go to the latest one, Hillary Clinton. She amassed $154 million in her initial war chest, and instead of it buying her the nomination, she spent the second half of the year fighting like the Dickens against Bernie Sanders to simply secure the nomination. Big money didn't help her either. And yet they still pursue this strategy. They certainly did with John Ossoff's bid for Congress. The one that was learned from the Trump campaign is that big money piles don't translate into results. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, showed in fact that the opposite could be true. Running the Trump campaign on a shoestring. He ran it light, and he ran it smart, and it wasn't larded up. And that brought, not bought, but brought Trump the nomination. Do you think the Democrats would ever bother to learn from that? Not based on this Ossoff fiasco. It's just too comfortable to keep doing the same thing over and over. I have a low-flying aircraft over somewhere in proximity, and I mean this thing sounds like it's 30 feet off the deck. What's the word for this keep doing the same thing over and over again? These days, the word is Democrat. No kidding, the whole house is vibrating. The whole house is vibrating. Okay. A couple of PSAs before we go. I'm about to change a couple of things about the show. We're going to do some things. We're going to get into the armed self-defense thing in a really, really serious way. I want to do both a general self-defense segment once a week, and I want to do a women's self-defense segment once a week. And I want to do it in such a manner as to where we can direct people that are interested in going and looking in certain places. So I want to try to build a database of where all the schools are in the areas where you can actually actively go train. Alas, it is not the same in every state, but my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you have something that you want to hear in the training context, email me and tell me about that. That's item number one. Item number two, I'm about to take the YouTube channel, which I have I sort of kicked it up a notch, but now I'm really going to kick it up a notch. I have a few things coming in a few days, and that will, well, a few days, weeks, I don't know when it's going to be. But we now have a shoot house. So we're going to go do some very realistic shooting. And if there's some sort of technique that you want to see, I may not know it, but I probably know somebody who does. And if you want me to film that, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com as well. Item number three, I'm going to be helping Tim Knight. Now, Tim Knight, for his reelection in the NRA, when Tim is at an NRA event, what he does is he is prowling the floor. He'll tell anybody there that asks that he works for the members of the NRA when he's doing the job. So he wants to do this by petition. But in order to do it by petition, he has to have 650 signatures of lifetime NRA members. So if you are a lifetime NRA member, and listen, with all the stuff going on with the NRA, and if you're an NRA member, you know exactly what I'm talking about. With all the stuff going on in it right now, I mean, he and I called and discussed a bunch of things today. And that would... Your guy is, you want Tim Knight and Sean Maloney in the NRA board because they are trying to bring people like them into it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. It's a ongoing fight. If you're a lifetime NRA member and you haven't made that decision yet and you want to find out if you need the details of how to do this, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. So, we will be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.